That's now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Mwanga says,
sorry about that. It always starts with President Sata speaking, so I don't know why. Why it's set up that way. I didn't set it up, but even last time we had a recording of President Sata.
Right.
Okay, we just, so far it's just you and me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to California next week.
Okay.
Yeah, not this week.
I sent the minutes. I hope you get a chance to look at them.
Oh, when did you send them?
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. After this conference call, I'll check my phone.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah. Nobody else has told him yet?
I think they're here. What was that?
Said nobody else has called in yet?
No, no one. No one else.
I would do it Zambian time. So maybe when we leave abroad, we might change.
Last time, everybody called in pretty much on time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on. But if not, we will. Okay, I think we have been joined by two other people.
Okay.
Let me just unmute them so we can chat. Area code 602 ending in 7483. Who's this?
That's me, Jabez.
Okay. Jabez, welcome.
Thank you.
We are joined by Madaliso. Area code 972 ending in 0916. Is that Mr. Banda?
Yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Okay.
407 ending in 2503. Samson, thank you. Welcome.
Yes.
Air code 847 ending in 8615.
William Chicago from Chicago.
William, hi, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So far, the last person is 310 ending in 3992.
Robert.
Okay. All right, Robert, thank you. Welcome. Okay, Mr. Jabez, are you ready to take notes, or did you manage to get everybody's name?
You know what? No, I am guilty. I didn't take the name, so I will get that in for later.
Okay, not a problem.
I apologize for that.
Okay, we will call the meeting to order. Okay.
You know, I've got problems with it's Eastern time, Standard time, blah, blah, blah. In Zambia, we've got only one time. So I always get myself confused, Matilda. Forgive me.
That's okay.
So
that will be 18 hours Eastern Time.
6:05 Eastern Time. So we're using Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and start.
Let me get my app on.
All right, the meeting is called to order. The purpose for this meeting is to get ourselves ready, prepared for the meeting we'll have with the ambassador. Patricia has not given us a date, but she is leaning towards a Sunday. So it may be next Sunday or two Sundays from now, I'm not sure. All I know is that the ambassador really wants to meet with us as soon as possible. We have been joined by area code 347, ending in 8852.
And this is Ntimpa.
Ntimpa, okay, thank you. Okay.
This is Ntimpa from New York.
Okay,
hello?
So just we're here, just moving on.
Okay.
The embassy would like to establish a working relationship with the leaders. From the conversation I had with Patricia Litia is the new ambassador would like to meet all of us, know who we are, and establish a positive working relationship with the Zambians in the diaspora. So I think when she spoke to a few people here in the who are already in the conference, she wanted first of all to meet the leaders and then eventually have scheduled visits in various states. So we're coming together so we can brainstorm on the different issues that we can bring up to the ambassador or to the embassy. I know there are some misconceptions on the role of the embassy and our role, but we also have to think beyond that and see what other things we can talk about. So since this is more or less like a brainstorming session, I'll just open it up to the floor if anyone has any suggestions. As we brainstorm, we will also categorize these issues and also see how we're going to present them when the day or when the date comes to speaking, to have this meeting. So if there will be four or five categories, probably we can have four different people presenting those questions under those categories, or if we want one person to do that, we can also agree on that as well.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Jabez here.
Jabez.
Just to help me in taking down the minutes, I would like to be guided if we can have a sort of agenda. I know it's more brainstorming, but if we can have sort of agenda whereby we don't get off, we don't wander around everywhere. So would I be right to say the one major item on the agenda would be discussing the meeting with the ambassador and that we don't wander out of that item?
Yes. You're absolutely right. That is the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Lucas?
Yes, Mr. Banda.
Yes. This meeting that the ambassador is going to have, did we leaders call for it or the embassy called for the meeting?
Very good question, Mr. Banda. The embassy called for this meeting.
Okay, if the embassy have called for the meeting, they need to give us an insight or a preamble in relation to what they want to discuss with us. We can sit here and brainstorm all day, but it all depends with what Mr. Palani wants to talk to us about or what he wants us for, really. But we can look at the preamble, the agenda, and then on that premise, when we come prepared, because if we have to brainstorm on his behalf, I think we are putting in too much work on an entity which so far is not working, and it will be a waste of some of us time.
Okay.
May I contribute?
I can comment on that.
Okay, Jabez and then Robert. Was that Robert's voice?
No, it's William.
Oh, William.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jabez.
Okay, so just to make a contribution to what President Banda said, maybe it will help us if we have a very clear understanding where we are coming from and where we are going. First and foremost, there have been several efforts that have been made to get an organization like ours to get moving. I will applaud at one time President Banda making a very strong effort last year to get things moving. Sometimes we've had difficulties to get together, all of us. And at one time, I think also Sichinga and the others also tried to do something, and it's been very difficult to get things moving. One thing that we will not take away from is that this particular initiative we are on now, for us to get together, the Embers has a hand in it. I will confess, I was one of those that the Embers approached to say, can you try to get people together? And I said, you know what, I do not have very good connections within the community. Siddiqui had the connections. They called Siddiqui, and Siddiqui got this together. So they've had a hand in this from the beginning, that would like to see you people working together, and as you work together, you work with us together. So that's why even in the last meeting, we had difficulties to formulate ourselves where we're going, because all of us had this kind of different agenda, that the purpose for this group is this, and also Siddiqui knew that the purpose for this group was this as well as this. So the embassy does not necessarily, from my understanding, does not necessarily want to tell us what to do, but they would basically like to have a kind of rapport, a two-way rapport, whereby they hear from us, we hear from them. And that's why that proposed that you guys just get organized, get your minds together, what you'd want, and then we start talking together. I mean, from my understanding, from the concept of the whole this meeting, that's my understanding. Thank you.
William, you had something to say before I add on?
Well, I think it's in the same lines as just what Jarvis said. I mean, it's for the embassy to come up with an agenda. It's us, the people who need the embassy, us to know what is happening in our community. So if we come up with an agenda and topics to discuss with the embassy, it would be well for us to give them to talk to them and hear of what our people in our communities feel about the embassy and what we want them to do for us. It's not the embassy wanting us to do for them. No, it's us who are asking the embassy, even though the requesting to have a meeting with us, because they recognize that in the past, you know, or between that,
I respectfully disagree, sir. We cannot
have an answer
an
for you, Mabanda. I do have an answer for you. I do have an answer for you, Mabanda. The embassy does have talking points for us, and it will be a discussion that we will have with them. But they also wanted us to come up with our own issues without them dictating to us. But I do have a list of those talking points, and I was going to share them with you. But I wanted us to give ourselves an opportunity to come up with more or less indigenous ideas. So the talking points the embassy has with us are going to be the role of the diaspora in Zambia's development, registration and profiling of Zambians at the embassy, land and financial services in Zambia, investment opportunities, dual citizenship, government diaspora policy, life insurance, and then general challenges. So those are the things they were going to discuss with us. But it would also be important for us to identify issues that we are facing in our various communities or things that would like the embassy work on with us. Okay. Before we go on, I see that we have been joined by a few other numbers. Area code 336 ending in 8369. Who is this?
This is Masheke Kashamba Twahir.
Okay, Masheke, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Banda, did you want to add on to that, or did that answer the question?
Yes, no, you answered the question. Of course, that should have been a preamble, but that's understood, Madam Lucas. But I think we should not make no mistake, leaders, and I want to say this without any recourse. We are, as leaders in the U.S., what we are trying to formulate is an agenda independent of the embassy. The embassy is politically organized with cadres that are appointed to go there and run things at the will of the president. Even if they don't endorse an agenda, but if that's what the president wants it run, that's how the embassy works. We are an entity of a group of people who are in charge of day-to-day lives of individuals in America. And as such, our understanding of the diaspora is on a bigger spectrum because we are not appointed to come here and we are not waiting to be recalled to go back to Zambia. Our agenda is permanent. And as such, whatever we do, we don't need the embassy to endorse it. We don't need the embassy to endorse it. The embassy is an entity. What they do, nobody knows, except when someone dies, they are obliged to do their paperwork because that's what they are called here for. That they will do with or without our endorsement. But we need to look at a national agenda that we ourselves are going to charter. In fact, common sense tells me that it's because of the policies that Mr. Kashamba Tuas, Diki, yourself, Madam Lucas, Robert Sichinga, Jabez Mvula, this what we started is what is making Palan and them to sit upright and begin now to try to date us. They've been here all along. I must say, it's not new. He's been here for over a year. I met him last year in April. He can't be new. The problem is cadres that are sent there don't understand what they are there for. We should shatter the course and direction of how we should run the diaspora, not the embassy. I don't want to work under the embassy or in collaboration with them except when there's need. We have to charter an independent agenda and forum, period. I'm not going to be under the pocket or direction of the embassy in any way whatsoever. We don't need them. We need them. What we need about them is what they are mandated to do here. They are sent here to do that. If they don't, they'll be in trouble by virtue of what the credentials they've given when they came here. But we have to set an independent agenda and put pressure on these guys to change things. The embassy cannot discuss the role of dual citizenship. They are appointed. They cannot challenge the president on what he wants to do. So we are the people who should put pressure on what the government should do, not the other way around.
So that still comes back to the point of the meeting was for us to brainstorm the issues that we have, the challenges that would like for us to address to them. So the embassy does have responsibilities, but it's just things that we can identify in our communities that we can bring to the table. So if you'd like to say something, press one so I can know. Go ahead. Who is it? Robert?
It's Robert. Can you hear me?
Okay.
It's Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding Mr. Banda's point, I, in a sense, share his sentiments. From a different standpoint, however, I think the point that Mr. Banda is making is that it really impacts how we go into this initiative. If we're going into this initiative as a response to a request from the embassy, I can see where that becomes an issue in regards to what Mr. Banda has said. I think it's important that we determine what it is that we're trying to do. And whatever the entity that is formed, is formed around our specific needs in the diaspora. Now, with regards to the embassy, I think in their defense, they do have a standard diaspora and where they are. So they're reaching out to us, from my understanding, is really to satisfy that portion, to understand who the diaspora is. What we're trying to do with this forum should not be in response to a request from the embassy. We already went through that a few years ago, where we were basically forced and said, you will work together to do the following. That's not how it should be. To Mr. Banda's point, if we as a group do not understand and clearly accept the fact that whatever decisions we make are for the benefit and for the need of the diaspora, then I think we're setting ourselves up to fail. We can let's agree on what we want to do and what we want to do. And if the embassy wants to see it, we'll show it to them. If anybody else wants to see it, we show it to them. But
Thank
this
you.
Is made up based on what we want to do. So I may have presented it a little bit different, Mr. Bando, but I do agree with your sentiments. It has to be.
No, I understand, Mr. Stinger. You are right.
Yeah.
You are right, sir. And in fact, I would go further to say until we have formulated a structure within organization that is working with laws that are working in relation to what we are, the embassy, I think, should wait until that time. So when we are talking, we understand the platform at which we are talking from. Like Mr. Stinger said, for us just to respond at the request of the embassy to talk to us at the snap of a finger is not necessary. We should go to them with a clear agenda and request to see certain things done before they can even use themselves in us. Otherwise, like Mr. Stinger said, whatever we do may be a failure. Let these people see leadership from ourselves first. And when they realize that we are strong people and connected, they are going to tell Lusaka that the diaspora has changed and we can no longer snap the finger and they will come. They should realize leadership in us first. So I would request that even when these guys come to talk to us, let us have a platform, a very strong platform, on where we'll stand.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Banda, if I may say one more thing, Mr. Banda, in response to that, Mr. Banda, my question is a follow-up, and I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I just wanted to get to Mr. Banda's follow-up. Mr. Banda, don't you think there could still be some value in at least the introductory meeting? Because the ambassador has been here for a while, but in addition to all his other requirements, he wanted to meet with us. Is it possible then, is there some value in us meeting with him from an introductory standpoint and say, you know, share with us what you want, share with you what we want, and at least it serves as the introduction. We go back, we do the work that we need to do, and then we present.
Yes, sir, I have no problem with a preamble and introductory meeting with the embassy. That's not a problem. They don't need to introduce themselves. They should already have been there with a platform that is working from ambassador to ambassador. They've been in existence in the U.S. for over 20 years. So all I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that as they meet us, let them find strength and leadership in ourselves, because we are not cadres waiting to be called back home. We are a people established here. We are going to chart a course of direction to how the diaspora will go and how every country in the world will respond to what we are doing. So let us have direction, leadership, and a clear mandate which the ambassador the embassy should fail. What I'm trying to say in a nutshell, which actually is fulfilling the task, is that we should not be puppets in any way whatsoever. We should be leaders that will charter a course that will change a country and a people for the better. I do not object to the meeting, ladies and gentlemen. I don't object to that. But what I'm saying is, let us show leadership in that meeting.
Right.
Madam Chair, may I have an audience?
Yes, Mr. Jabez, before you come on, I will want to give an opportunity from the other leaders also to give their opinion. And we have the late comer, 404-8109. Who is this? 404, ending in 8109. Okay.
Can I go
we'll
on?
Get your name later. Jabez, go ahead.
Okay. I have a lot of respect for President Banda's views. I'd like to make one proposal to this group, to this audience. I'd like us to define ourselves, who we are and what we want to do. I want us to be very clear whether we want to, our goal is to push an agenda by working with different organizations, or we are going to fight organizations. We may need to tone down. We may have a very, very, very good, strong agenda, but along the way, no man is an island. There is a time that we may need some people from somewhere. And I'm saying this I'm just about to hand over in my executive here. One of the things that we were mandated when we just took over was we need to open as an organization, as Arizona members, a rapport with embassy. Now, my fear is this: if us as a group, we take a very strong stance like this, not all of us may have that kind of approach. There are already other groups, other associations that are dealing with the embassy on a very good basis. We may end up isolating ourselves. You need to be very cautious. And I'm saying this from experience. Last week there was a discussion. No, this week there was a discussion online where people are talking about registration. I'm one person I don't like debating without facts. And I'm telling everyone, when people said the embassy has got a list of people who are in the U.S., I've never heard of that. I said, you know what, I don't like hearsay. I picked up the phone and called the embassy. I said, okay, I would like to know, do you have a list of people in the U.S.? And further than that, I would like to know, what is your role in whether registration of members and staff in the U.S.? And they explained to me, and it happened to me that indeed there are others who actually have followed up, they've done that, and they've submitted all the information to the embassy. And there are others who've been in the dark all this long. So as much as I see the point that President Stephen has given, it's a very good point. We need to be a very strong point. We need to be forced to reckon with. But at the same time, the approach, what I may slightly differ with him. His point is great. He's right. I agree with him. We need to be a very, very strong body that people can reckon with us, that people can say, when we speak, that kind of voice is what, that kind of authority. But at the same time, I would like, I'm a soft person. I get things done, I get my way done, not by being aggressive, but by being easy and reasoning with people. I reason with people, even when they come to me very aggressive, I reason with them, and I still manage to get my things done my way. So maybe we may want to, as a group, look at both sides. Do we want to be very aggressive with the embassy, or do we want to develop a relationship? Once we develop a relationship, we can still tell them that we are independent. You don't tell us what to do. We tell you what we want. But still in a very, very polite way, joking at a table and smiling and laughing, but still putting our feet down and says, this is our position and we would like you to address things this way. In the past, there has been no relationship between the embassy and the diaspora. If one way, one side, either us or them, is trying to open a relationship, it doesn't mean they're trying to control us. We can still get to the table. Like if you went in a union before, I've been in the union before, you go to the table, but then it's management. They don't control you. You smile, you joke, but still you get things that you want. And if you don't agree, you go back to your workers and say, let us strike. Go there sometimes aggressive. You go there sometimes in a nice mood, but you just put your feet down and say, this has to be done, and one thing to be done this way.
Madam Chair, this is Akashambatwa.
Okay. I just also want to be following so that I know who's speaking. I know there are two people who are still on mute because they haven't been introduced yet. So if you have something to say, say press 1 on your phone so that I can see you and I can acknowledge you. Akasha, Mr. Akashambatwa, before you speak, Nkipa had indicated he wanted to say something. Then I'll let you
please,
speak.
No Nkipa, problem. Go ahead. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nkipa.
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, we're having a very productive discussion here. And the thing that is worrying me right now is that we are already marking our power. And we haven't even, anything concrete. You know, we're just going back to the same thing that we went through. So the leaders will be complaining that we're wasting time, we're not organized. The thing is, we are here because we really need to meet the ambassador. We can't prescribe what he's going to say or that he intends to turn our organization into a puppet. You know, we can't prescribe that. You know, that would be wrong. We need, the embassy needs us, and we need them. We have to coexist. It doesn't mean that you have to listen to whatever they tell us. No, we just have to be prepared that when they request that they meet us, there's no way we are going to take a hard stance to say, we are not meeting them, we are not cadres, we are, you know, that's a very long stance, and we're not going to end up in a nice shape.
So since this is a round table discussion and we are brainstorming, so far one very important point has come out, which is what is our stance, what role, how are we going there as what we need to define ourselves. But at the same time, don't forget, we still have to come back and list our issues. Masheke, you had something to say.
Madam Chair, I think I've heard a lot of objective comments and the direction that people want us to take, and one thing that we need, I want to remind ourselves, is that we have had these discussions. Last time we had a conference call, we had these issues come up as to who are we, where are we going, what do you want, what do we want to achieve? I think these are three cardinal questions that were discussed last time. And of course, proposals were thrown into the basket for us to look at and refine and see if this is the direction that we need to take. Like my other colleagues have said, I'm a very pragmatic person. I love to be practical. And also, I'm mindful of time. We need to make sure that we're moving with the time. If we continue to dwelling on the same place for a very long time, issues become irrelevant and people just forget and, you know, issues go by the wind. Out of that realization, I made numerous proposals as to how we can proceed forward in terms of answering who we are, in terms of answering what we want to do, in terms of answering where we want to be as a diaspora community in the USA. And my proposals in the last meeting were not counter-proposals. There was no counter-proposals to those. And a few individuals agreed with me that we should have a society of Zambians in the USA, which will have two levels of membership. The first level of membership is organizational and institutions. That's the first level. And the organization, we mean associations, various associations dotted around the USA and others that want to be included in this. The membership at the organization level will be defined as such. Then we had the second level, which is membership by individuals or group, because we know and we realized in our proposal that there will be those that will be in the outlays where there are no association. We shouldn't deny them the chance to be part of the society. So they could actually also register as members at an individual level. So there was those two, there was that proposal advanced. And why we still want to come back to define who we are when there are those two proposals on the table is very, very, surprising. We could have had the counter proposals. See, there was other people that thought we can define ourselves better. We could define ourselves in a different way. We could have received counter proposals. Those proposals never came. Madam Chair. The other point I want to make is that since we're at this stage, I want to reiterate, as others have said, it is important for us as the diaspora community to engage the embassy. One reason why I feel we need to engage them and they need to engage us on this both words is that I do not look at the person who's there or the whatever government is in Lusaka. My view is that whatever we are doing here is promoting the aspirations of the Zambians in the USA and also helping our country develop. And I'm sure everyone shares that view. And I'm sure that the ambassador and everyone else shares the view that, look, we need to come to a common table, to a common understanding that we all are doing this in an effort to meet the aspiration of the Zambian people here and at home. Whatever contribution we can make to the development of our country. And that's why we're here. That's why I'm here. You know, so definitely, in conclusion, this is in my conclusion, in my statement in this meeting is as that there is a proposal on the table that was discussed, that was approved according to the, whether somebody agreed or not, that there was a process that we went through. Can we put forward what we are, where we are going, and what we wanted to do? Those proposals went through. So, of course, this is where we are, and the ambassador has called for this meeting. I do not think their intention, I'm not speaking on their behalf, but I do not think their intention is to bulldoze anyone. because they will not vote for them. And we will not allow them to do that at all. You know, but I like Mr. Banda said, in the one part, I agree with him, we need to make sure that this identity is acceptable by everyone in this room, in this conference call, and be able to move with that, and be able to champion that image. We are this, and this is where we are going. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mashege, let me just make just a comment on what you said. I think for our association of nations to succeed, we need to put off our political affiliations first. I know we all have different aspirations of political parties we belong to. And if we put those aspirations first before the people, this organization is bound to fail. Governments will come in and change, come in and come out and start, they'll change. Another government will come in, that we may not like. But if we put those things ahead of whatever our members feel that's representing them, then I think this organization we're trying to put up is going to fail, because people have other political affiliations and their political assumptions, which is not supposed to be the case. Let us go into this forum as neutral as we can be. We may not agree of what the government of the day is doing.
That's exactly what I was saying. I'm not saying we should look at the person who's there. That was my point. I didn't say we should look at the person. We are going into this meeting with an open mind. We are going in this
That's
meeting.
Fine.
Yeah, we are going in this meeting in the championing of the development agenda of both ways, ourselves here and also at home. And this is my point.
Okay, I think we've come around. We've gone back and forth and come around more or less the same thing. I'm looking at the time here. I was hoping that by now we could have at least 30 minutes of brainstorming the things that we want to talk about with them. By the last 30 minutes, organize ourselves on how we'll present this. Yes, we do need, to answer Masheke. I guess the definition is not so much from where we had left off in the last meeting, but who are we as when we sit with the ambassador? Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I have to mute you people. I'm not sure where this background noise is coming from. So I'm going to mute everyone. Okay. I'm muting everyone because of the background noise. I'm not sure where that was coming from. Answering Masheke, we are defining ourselves as in when we go to the meeting, what are the things we're present? What are the issues that we're? What is that we want? I guess it's not from so much what is this entity all about. So that was just the aspect I wanted to address. We have, I scheduled this for an hour, 30 minutes, but I was hoping it could have been done in an hour. So I will start opening the lines again and to see if anyone else has a question. I see there's area code 404-8109. You had indicated you had a question. Introduce yourself and what's your question or comment?
Hello. Yes, my name is Justin Kabota from Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, brainstorming to see how we can work together with the embassy. My question was, this is a very big task. Why would it be important for us to sit down, you know, like maybe fly to D.C., sit down and discuss this instead of conference calls? Well, what we are talking about is not something small, it's something big. From there, that would be the best way to brainstorm and move forward.
Okay. Sorry. You said your name was Justin? Okay.
Just Hughes.
Oh, yes. All right. Yes, we do have a big task at hand, and we'll have to tackle this
piecemeal by piecemeal, but I believe this is a beginning for us to get ourselves together in order to address these issues. I'm beginning to open up lines. If there's noise in your background, I'm going to have to mute you again. I see error code 9175138. Those are the last four. You're indicating you have something to say. Introduce yourself.
Yes, this is Sakala Henry from New York. Thank you for coming on this conference call. Appreciate all your suggestion and your brainstorming. My question I have is for the group is what development can we contribute to Zambia as a diaspora? What can we do? If we found out what we can do, how can we do it? To find how we can do it, then what is it that is needed? What kind of structure is needed? Then let's establish what we can do, then work around that which we have established that we can do to contribute to the development of our country. Because like what I'm observed is like we're still moving around Mount Sinai instead of getting into Canaan. So if we can find out something that we can do, then find how can we do it? How can the embassy help? How can we work in collaboration with them? I have been dealing with them, like in New York, with the embassy in New York. We have a very good mutual relationship and understanding to that. We have access to them in whatever we want, which they can help. There is a lot of things which the embassy can do, which a lot of us don't know. But by sitting with them and talking to them, that's when you have more information. You can even open a company without even stepping your foot in Zambia through the embassy, and you can have all the paperwork from here, and things can be in operation. There are a lot of information which is at hand which we don't know, and there are a lot of things which we can do. Coming to what I said, let's find out what can we do and how can we do it. Then let's make a structure of how we can go ahead and do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. I'm going to take a question from Samson. I'm asking all these questions because as we are addressing this is for us to solve this, to come up with solutions together or to structure questions together. So it's not just for one person to come, and this is not to you, Henry, this is just for everybody, just to serve as a reminder. We are brainstorming, we're coming together as leaders, and we can come up with questions together, and we can also come up with solutions together. So I am going around asking people to speak, and hopefully we can come up with something concrete. Samson, you're indicating you wanted to say something?
Yes, Madam Chairman, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And just want to say I agree most of all the things all the leaders are contributing right now. And one thing which is still asking, which I'm still not clear, and I think everybody's been asking the same question, have we come up with what we need to achieve? What's the purpose of this leadership group? Have we come up with any? I hear from Steven. I'm not giving my personal friend, but I just want to concur with him what he was trying to say. Who are we exactly? What are we trying to achieve?
Okay. So I guess that question has come up several times. Let us answer that question so that we can move on. Who are we? What are we trying to achieve? When we go to the embassy, when we sit down with them, and even if we're not going to meet with them, who are we? What are we going to achieve? Those who had asked questions before, I see you still are indicating that you have questions, so your lines are open and you can speak up whenever you want to. Let me also just bring in 347 ending in 8852. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is in Timpa.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. I thought it was somebody who didn't speak.
No problem.
Okay. If anyone has got something to say, jump in now.
I have something to say, Madam Lucas.
Yes, Mabanda, go ahead.
Yes, two things. Number one, I think we should not mistake strong leadership for aggression. That will be impinging ourselves in terms of where we stand. Secondly, if my brother, Mr. Sam Maswao, and my brother, Henry Sakala, and a lot more other people are still asking where we stand, common sense clearly tells me that our role still needs to be strongly defined. It means that a preamble, a leadership structure, should be defined. When I'm talking about that, what are we going to be or to do as a group? Are we going to be to comment on both political and non-political matters and social cultural, or are we going to consider on one aspect? When that is defined, then we move forward. And then the other thing that I would like us to do, when we talk about the embassy helping us, I want people to give examples of the help that the embassy has gone to help, to you know, in terms of what they've done to help, because paperwork is their mandate. You can't mistake, you know, paperwork for help. It's their mandate to do that. I mean, when I want to know which body that has died in the U.S. has the Zambian embassy flown back to Zambia on their budget. And even in the next meeting, Madam Lucas, please, one of the things we should discuss with the ambassador is, why is it that when someone dies, they don't contribute money as the embassy? And if they tell us that it's not budgeted for, why is it that they can budget for these guys to globetrot across America to do nothing and yet fail to even contribute $2,000 for someone to go home? So I think the matter of being budgeted for is not even the question. And if it's not in the budget, how come the Zambian government does not budget for that? And we need thirdly to understand that the embassy serves the president or government of the day, and whatever they will or they are going to do will be in respect and in response to the president of the day, because the ambassador reports to the permanent secretary, who should approve what they are doing. So our group, again, I emphasize, should be independent of any association in terms of embassy or anything. We should be a group that will charter a policy to enhance the face, image, and livelihood of Zambians here in America. I know Mrs. Chinga has vigorously been actually putting information out there, even to go fail to try and help the embassy in doing their job by registration. But what I'm trying to say is, let's create a strong platform independent of where we are going. If today and up to now people are asking what are we meant for, it means our role has not been clearly defined. And I really want this role to be defined, because if it's not defined, and I'm going to repeat this, if our role won't be defined by the end of this month, I'm sorry to say, come May, come May, I am going to have to stand up and take over leadership so we can go to the direction. Not that I'm going to overthrow anything, no, but I want us to go ahead, because I have a passion for this, and if we seem to be going back and forth, then I'll have to come in, appoint an interim committee. It doesn't matter in what capacity I serve, but we have to chart a course. If by May we don't have a clear direction, I am sorry to say, I am going to stand up and take it over myself and regroup all of us together. Thank you for much.
Madam Chair, can I come in?
Madam Chair,
Jabez.
Oh, hold on. Secretary Jabez, please go ahead.
Okay, I deliberately wanted to come in because I know the last part that you said was as we create a lot of buzz before we get emotional and take it out of context. It's just, I believe President Banda is just trying to say we need to move forward. That's my understanding, yeah. Let's not take it out of context that he's trying to bulldoze his way. No, let's understand his statement.
Absolutely. No, Mr. Banda then has got a point taken.
And then the other point I want us to move forward is I think we are having a problem, possibly. We keep on asking this question. What is our role? Who do we want to define our role? We are supposed to define our role. So maybe what we should do now is that let's not keep on asking this question. What is our role? I think from now on, starting with me, and maybe the people that will come after me, let us suggest that I propose that we do this. I propose we do this. So that at the end of the meeting, we'd have a list of things that we want to do, and then eventually it will now be the president working with our help and maybe another we can to just fine tune and say the members want this to be our role. We can't say the president will define the role for us. I mean, the chair will define the role for us. No. Let us suggest what we want to do, and then basically she can put together all the ideas. I think maybe for now we may slightly just focus on that. And then once we get that by the end of the meeting, it's going to help us a lot, because we can't keep on asking what our role is, because we are supposed to define our own role. So, number one, I would like to propose that this body should be a body or a society that can champion the well-being of Zambians in the diaspora, as well as champion the development of our mother Zambia. That's my first contribution.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Mr. Chavez still has the floor.
Hello. Hello.
I think I'm finished for now.
Okay,
hello.
This is Masheke. Masheke, go ahead.
Okay, can we have order in the manner that we do things? Okay, because we have been discussing these things for the last couple of minutes, and we discussed last time. Madam Chair, is it not you who proposed a roadmap in the discussion that we had on Facebook? You
yes,
proposed
sir,
yourself, as a chair, proposed a roadmap of how we're going to structure ourselves. And you asked for volunteers to actually come in and work on certain thematic areas of this entity, whatever we want to call it. There has been proposals that have been advanced as to what we want to be and what we want to define ourselves. We've been saying the same things. We haven't even gone anywhere. And people go back and ask the same questions again. You, the chairperson, were in that forum where you actually highlighted how we needed to move forward. And I don't know if that is different. And every time we come to the meeting, you are asking the same questions and defining ourselves. How long are we going to define ourselves? And I second Mr. Banda. Maybe Mr. Banda just needs to stand up and start doing things, because there's no way we can be going over the same things. We have proposals on the table already. Why can't we discuss those proposals?
Mr. Masheke, let me respond to you that, and what, you know, just this on hand. There are two things here, and we keep interchanging them. There's the issue that we still haven't addressed, and what we are going to talk about with the embassy. That's one.
But, Madam
the
Chair,
other
listen.
Issue. Hold on, Mr. Masheke.
I understand them.
Right. Then there's also the entity that we still have to talk about. The purpose for this meeting is not to talk about entity, but it seems like we are still coming back to that. That is not my problem.
Yeah, we're coming back to that because people want us to define ourselves, who we are.
And it seems we have a problem. Individuals understand what they're doing. Okay, so I'm not chairing this, but I am not the only one to offer solutions. That's why I'm asking people to volunteer. That's why I'm calling for meetings. That's why I'm allowing people to voice their opinion. Now,
that's what I'm saying, madam. Pick those opinions up and move forward. That's what you're saying.
I've twice already I have said, can we talk about the issues that we are going to present with the embassy? We still want to talk about the structure. So, yes, Mr. Masheke, I've heard...
Mrs. Lucas, the role of leadership is not individual-based. As a leader, we should be attacked, broken down, and even trampled on. But we should triumph where we should charter the course and direction of the meeting. Mr. Masheke has every right to express his views. And the forum, we should not stand to defend itself, which would stand, in fact, to the contrary, to blow out things that other people have brought about. That we that's what we should do as leaders. In fact, to qualify what Mr. Mashek has just said, I can ask just one question. What is our BOC code under which we plan to register? If anyone can answer that, then I'll say we have defined who we are. If we can't answer that, then we need to go back to drawing board. Can anybody answer me that?
Okay, let me come in. Yes, please, let me make this comment, and that will be my last comment. Madam Chair, with due respect, before we came to this meeting, what was said was we are going to have a meeting with the embassy. So before we go there, can we sit and talk?
Yes.
And you had all the talking points which the embassy had already forwarded to you, what we're going to talk about. So why don't we take those talking points and start brainstorming? Because we said we're going to meet them, and let's see what they want to talk about. And from what they have, if we take each point which they said they're going to say, and let's brainstorm on those points and see which direction we, as a diaspora, would like to go on those things.
Madam Chair, can I ask two questions? I missed the name. What's the name of the person who just spoke?
Henry.
Oh, Henry. Okay. Thank you.
Was that your question, David?
Okay, that's my first question. The other thing I'd like, if it's okay, may I rise to protect the chair?
Yes.
My rising to protect the chair, I think, is on two different issues. The first issue is that one, and I want to agree with Masheke. One of the biggest problems that I seem to us to be having is that everyone wants us to move forward, but nobody wants to volunteer to do anything. Tell me one name that was put when the chair put a suggestion that here's our possible roadmap. Nobody has, not even me, nobody has put their name to suggest to volunteer. So it's like we're leaving everything on the head of the chair, which is completely wrong. And I know, and I want to vouch for this, that I know that the chair did try to call people to consult what would be the best ideas and compound ideas, put them forward, say, this is the roadmap, and now people are just supposed to volunteer, says, we belong to these groups. Nobody has. So if we are going to play the blame game, I mean, as leaders, I know we get blamed where we come from, but if we ask as leaders, we're going to play the blame game and blame everything on the chair, I don't think we are moving in any direction.
Let me agree with what you said. For a moment, Madam Chair, I'm sorry to come in like that, because I think it's been referred to the points that you raised. In striving to ensure that we define ourselves, yes, I agree with what you said. The chair also came up with this. These areas that we needed to move forward to, and I agree with you, no one volunteered. But a number of people, like, for instance, on the issue of invest business and investments, I had proposed Rasinga, and Rasinga, I've had conversations with him. Actually, you know, did not actually refuse. And that was Mr. Singer that we proposed based on the things that he has done and before, and looking at behind on the experience. I made a proposal. Vane, let's put Rasinga there on business and investments, because in that area he does speak well. He sounds to have proficiency in that area. And then, you know, we were going to patch people as we were waiting for people to volunteer. Of course, people never volunteered. And that's my point that I'm making, Majapes, just to really echo what you're saying, is that there are proposals that have been put forward. Well, and to please, let's talk from those points that have been put forward. And of course, I'm not trying to say, no, let's move away from the issue of the ambassador's meeting, but like Wabanda said, if we go and meet the ambassador, and this one says, we are coming this, and that, it is now very disorganized. That's why, when we meet the ambassador, we have to say, okay, this is this person is doing this, this is what you, but we are coming to you. At the same time, we know that we are, at the background, we are organizing this. He wants to know what we plan to do as well. I'm sure that will come up.
Madam Chair, ladies,
Babanda can respond, and then Mr. Nkipa can speak.
I think I have spoken enough for now, Madam Lucas. Let me give other people, leaders, the chance to talk. I'll come in palace.
Okay, Nkipa, before you speak, I just want to remind everybody that the concept paper and the sub-committee that I put there, that is for us, for the formation of our group. We need... Okay, I'm muting everyone again. Huh? The noise is just too much. I'm not sure who's making that noise. Okay, I think the noise may have died down somewhere. Okay, that was just for the concept paper. This is work in progress. We have to continue. I think Henry proposed, we talk about what was proposed by the embassy. At the very beginning, I think it was a general feeling that we don't want that to be mandated to us. So that, those were the discussion points from the embassy. We were supposed to come up with our own discussion points so we can present them to the embassy. And we are also supposed to get ourselves organized so when we meet with the embassy, we know what we are talking about. But the issue still comes on. I guess there's not a strong confidence on who we are, or I guess we can't come up with issues without truly defining ourselves. I did speak to some of the people who are here in this group to say, consult your committees, consult the people in your groups, in your communities. What are your challenges? What would you like for us to represent? So we have 30 minutes. Can we stay on task and talk about that? We will also, at the end of the meeting, we will set up a time and a date for the next meeting so we can talk about the structure. Those sub-committees can look into the kind of registration, the different registrations that are there, and we can see which will be the best for us to choose. But today we are talking about preparing for the meeting with the ambassador. Can we agree on that? I'm going to...
Yes, Madam Lucas. Can I say something, Madam, if I'm allowed to?
Yeah, you are allowed to speak. Go ahead.
Yes. You may disagree with me as a group here, but I just want to say this, that the agenda the embassy has given us is wrong. It's a very wrong embassy. The embassy has no relationship whatsoever to the diaspora. You just can't wake up and talk about investment, business, and capacity building. I think the first thing the embassy needs to understand is, where does the diaspora stand? What problem faces the diaspora, and where have they failed an embassy? They will take that, incorporate the agenda, then come back now with a meeting after we have created that talking rapport. Then we talk about this. You cannot go to an enemy and begin discussing truth or a peace reconciliation when, in fact, a faction was still fighting and you still have cognitive dissonance against each other. I think that, to me, that's a very wrong agenda. I'm sorry, but it's a wrong agenda.
And that's
can I come in? This is...
If we can come together right now with these last 27 minutes and agree on what we're going to discuss, I think we are winning at this. I mean, we can come out strong, and whether we agree with what they have, we need to come up and agree with what we're going to take to them.
Madam Chair, can I come in? This is Sam.
Can I?
Sam, just a second. I had requested to speak before you. Go ahead, Nkipa.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had the first meeting, and we are still waiting for, Jabez to compile the minutes. And
the minutes have been sent.
That's what the definition of who we are and stuff we are discussed. So today's conference was just meant for us to come up with the points that we need, to discuss in the embassy. And I'm disappointed that we are going back to what we are saying.
Let's go to the talking points here. I think I agree with Comrade Nkipa. Let's move on and talk about
the
points
that
the ambassador's...
Order, please. Samson had something to say, and then if Samson, if you are just repeating what everybody is saying, then we will. Sorry, we'll cut you short and go to so that we can conclude on what we're discussing for the ambassador. But go ahead, Samson.
Okay, thank you so much. What I was trying to say is this meeting, as everybody's saying, is to prepare ourselves to meet with the ambassador and what we're going to talk about. And I do remember you sent questions. You want leaders to submit some questions and concerning their communities, various communities from around the country. So what I was trying to say, what I'm trying to say is, Mr. Vanda, my friend for a long time, I think meeting with the ambassador is an opportunity to learn what the embassy really offers to the community, the diaspora. Because most, especially in my community, most people, they don't even know what the embassy does. So as we meet them, it shouldn't be to me it will be a learning process. We'll be learning something as we, you know, and we'll build on from what we discuss. So it shouldn't be regarded as something like an agenda or the embassy as an agenda or to, you know, which is being imposed on us. I don't think it's that's the way we should think of it. But our meeting definitely will be more like a learning process. Learning, we listen to the ambassador, whatever she's going to offer us. And from what I know, there are a lot of opportunities. So many things we don't know what the embassies offer. They offer to foreigners, but we Zambians, we don't get those things. We've got the same opportunity like foreigners. So I guess we shouldn't have that attitude of thinking the embassy is going to set an agenda to us. No. I guess that's what I wanted to just emphasize on that point where Mr. Banda was. Anyway, I guess that's all I wanted to say. We shouldn't look at the embassy as an enemy or somebody who's not a political appointee, but they are here to serve us. So we have to learn more what they offer us here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Samson, and I did get your question. You are one of the people that I had managed to call, and you actually responded by putting things on paper, so thank you for that. One question that did come up, this was from Mr. Banda. I have put it down on the role of the embassy when someone dies. You know, is it included in their budget? And if not, you know, why isn't it included in the budget? Pretty much that's his question. Are there any other questions that you'd like to ask?
Madam Chair. Madam Chair. Sorry, I apologize. I don't want to open a Pandora box, and at the same time, I just want us to be much more, learn more stuff. I work for an airline, and I tend to deal with a little bit of that. America is one of the tough countries. We are proud to be in the country. If a person was just visiting private things on their own out of the country, they died. It's none of the government's responsibility. The family does that. However, the only difference which is there is that if there is a crisis in the area where the person is, either war, stuff like that, blah, 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 and that person dies where there's a crisis, the government steps forward and becomes responsible. Otherwise, they don't necessarily... someone just goes, is just maybe doing private thing, or is just got a private job somewhere else in England, stuff like that. They die. No, it's their responsibility. I mean, I know that because we've had, at least I was privy to one or two situations where we're dealing with a customer who had that situation. So sometimes we
Miss
see
Miss
a lot
Miss
of people that.
Miss Angula, not to cut you short. Are you a U.S. citizen?
No.
Okay, I suggest you read the obligations of a U.S. citizen to an American outside when they are outside the country. And you should read them clearly. And you should look, I think, at CAP 14, law number 119, and read it, and then let's come and discuss it. For now, let's put it aside, but I want you to read the law of the United States of America. America will never leave anybody out there dead and don't do anything. Read their law. individually a lot clearly when you are outside the country what is the law of the United States. Chapter 16, law number 119, I think is where you find it. Then we can go from there.
I'll be glad to read it, but I was giving a very clear explanation of a situation that I actually did encounter at work, where I know where the situation, there was a very, very clear difference set as to why there was that situation and why the government could not come in on that situation. That's why I was just trying to explain that. We may possibly want to understand the way these institutions operate and then just make
I understand that, Mr. Jabez, if you read the role of an embassy is established for its people in that country. It's not established to have a relationship with America. The Zambian embassy here in the United States, when giving their credentials, they are swearing an oath to have an obligation, a clear rapport, understanding, and conduct and continue working relationship with its people. You don't set up a mission abroad for your own people. Just like immigration is not for Americans here in the U.S., it's for immigrants. So you need to understand that line of thinking, sir. The embassy, its first and foremost and very empirical obligation is to you and me, not to the American people. That is not what the embassy said for. The embassy of the United States in Zambia is there for the Americans that are in Zambia and will do everything because at the end of the day, they have to report to the government of the day of what they've done with their people in terms of anything, crime, death, policy, or business. So that should be clearly understood. We as a group in here cannot redefine or reinvent the role of the embassy because it's already set by the code and charter of the Constitution. What we are standing here for is how do we help ourselves, because we have been a child without a father for a long time, and as such, we are taking the leadership to provide a parent and a guardian to the voices of the many that for a long time have lacked that. That's what we are here, and that's what we are going to do independently. And as we will take that collaboration, married to the embassy, so that they hear who we are, and we sit up when we want. Even up to now, Mr. Mvula, and everybody in this group, you agree with me, it's absolutely atrocious for you, Ms. Madura Lucas, to come from all the way in Missouri, wherever you live, to go to the embassy in Washington to obtain a passport. A $100 passport should cost a $400 air ticket, and then should include a hotel room and a number of days just to go to the embassy. That is very archaic. Those are things that we as leaders need to stand up and begin fighting for. Just as a preamble, I'm not introducing this for us to discuss it, but I'm just telling you that how things are right now are running. So, ladies and gentlemen, the role of the embassy is already put out there, but who are we and what's our role and how do we forge ahead in terms of leadership? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, sorry. I had the floor before you cut me. Sorry. I hope we don't take this further. I may disagree with you, Mr. Band, on some things, but I think what I'll do the best thing is that I'll call the Minister of Foreign Affairs to get a very clear understanding of what the role of the embassy is, because when I called last time, it's almost different from what you're saying, and I don't want us to argue because none of us has actually read what the Zambian actually responsibility is. However, I hope we can take it and then we can share among leaders that we can basically debate from a very clear point without being emotional about things. I would agree with you, and I've raised it with the embassy.
Let me come in. Can you hear me?
Hold on before you come
okay,
in,
I'm done.
Mr. Banda. We are looking at time. We have to conclude. We really haven't come up with any kind of solution or what we're going to discuss with the embassy. It seems like we have a lot of things on our hearts that we'd like to express or fully understand. So I'd like to propose a midweek meeting. And if we want to brainstorm this in Facebook, we can go ahead and do that. Maybe it will cut away time the next time we meet. I don't think at this point we are ready to meet with the embassy because we haven't come up with any clear questions, and we really haven't organized ourselves in a manner that we can present ourselves as leaders. If we say we are leaders, I don't think we are ready or we have come up with an organized pattern on how we're going to discuss what we're going to discuss with them. Siddiq, you came in late. I see you have indicated you want to say something.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I remember last time when the other time when somebody died in Czechoslovakia, I argued with the government actually and said no, it's their responsibility to take a body to Zambia and everything, and they showed me and we went through it that even the United States does not take body. Take bodies from another country to another, unless that person works directly for the United States. It's actually there. It's stipulated. Any argument, let's do it outside. I'll talk to Stephen, my brother, and I will show him where they showed me. The reason why the government came in is because I speaking to them with Mama Sheke, our argument was, look, this is an investigative thing. We believe that person was murdered, so you guys are supposed to come in and shoot the body. And they did that based on that argument. Okay, now, concerning meeting the ambassador, it's very, very simple. The ambassador asked to meet us. He knew that we were not organized yet as an entity, one entity. No, what we ought to do is present ourselves to him and say we are here. We are trying to become a second type of entity. But now, what do you want from us? Why did you call us? Yes, we are leaders, and we are ready to work with you. Now, in what capacity do you want to work with us? The ambassador proposed that he meets with us. So he will know what he wants to say to us. So us saying, no, this is what we need to do to discuss with the ambassador, what should we, whatever. We are ready. We are ready to talk to him. Let us be more in the listening mode and let us hear what he has to say. Then a lot of other questions that we may have, as in bodies and a few other questions. Let a small committee deal with it and then bring them over to us and say, okay, this is what we should discuss with him. I don't believe that 30 or 40 of us actually should talk to him. Let's select 10 people, 10 leaders that will come back to us. That's my suggestion. I hope I'm not putting the meeting backwards. I hope I'm not.
Not at all. Siddiqui, as simple as you may put it, we have spent an hour 30 minutes talking about something that should have been simple, as you have put it. Yes, and no, the embassy may know we may not have been fully organized, but we are making steps to do that. However, we don't want to embarrass ourselves. We don't want the embassy to walk away and say, is that the leadership? Neither do we want to embarrass the embassy. We do have legitimate questions, and we need to put ourselves in a very organized manner. Now, if those who don't agree with this, please, this is the time to speak up and say it. Otherwise, if you feel that there's still a need for us to get together or still work out some of these issues, I'm proposing a midweek meeting. Secondly,
Madam
I would
Chair.
Also like for us, just a second, I would also, I'm still waiting on bios, profiles and bios. If you feel you do not want to participate in that, that's fine. Those who have sent me their profiles and bios, I'm going to put that together and send it to the ambassador so at least he knows who he's going to be talking to. It shows that we are professional, we are leaders, we know what we are doing. Okay. I want to remind you of time. Can I do that at least? We have 12 minutes.
Can I come in? Can I come in quickly? Hello?
Who is this?
Can I come in? Siddiq, this is Siddiq.
Siddiq, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm proposing that. Is Robert on the line, by the way?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I'm proposing Robert, Macheke, Ntiba, Samson, and yourself to meet, to talk, I don't know how you would, and Stephen, to talk and then have a midweek conversation or conference call or whatever, and then set the ball rolling for us. Propose. Do not ask people to say this is what I want to do. You just propose names. we believe this is your, we think this may be your strength, and whatever. And stuff, then come back to us and say, this is what we've decided to present, and this is what we want to talk to the ambassador about. And then we'll rally behind you. We'll rally behind you. By next week, Sunday, we'll be ready. No, not here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. There's a fire across my house. But did anyone else want to say something?
Can I just one thing last question?
Who's this?
This is Sam.
Sam, okay, Samson, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say the proposal or the idea you came up with, people, send your profile, send your questions, because we are not going to have 40 people asking questions to them, because it will be chaos. So as the other gentleman there proposed, maybe 10 people, whatever, 7 people, and send the question, of course every question will be legitimate. We just want to have a few people. It should be a conversation on a mature level, not on a chaotic level. I would suggest everybody should, whatever concerns they have, they should send their questions. Basically, the whole thing from the argument that I've taken is we don't understand the whole of the effort regarding to our people who live here so far. And that's why we want to meet them. We want to hear what they can offer. What do they do? What's there for the Zambians who live here? Because most of us, we don't even understand. We just know that you can renew your passport through them. So I said,
thank you.
Madam
Chair, hold on before, I do like Sidik's proposal, and if there are any objections or people who would like to be included in this committee, speak up. Masheke, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I wanted to say the first thing, two things. The first thing is that, one, let's also make sure leaders, please, I'm appealing to you, when issues are being discussed by Facebook as well, please use it. Please forward what members have. Okay, I think we have an habit of watching, because Facebook can tell us someone to see something, as see the comment. Please, don't just see the comment. Have an opinion comment so that these meetings are progressive. That's why we have toned down a lot of issues and stuff like that. Don't just say and watch. I know sometimes you're at work, you're busy people, but if you have an opportunity to comment on Facebook matter, some of these issues would be straightforward. The last thing I want to say is, Madam Chair, I have one point that I want to raise during the ambassador's meeting, and I know this has been suggested because maybe we might meet again, but I want everyone to know I've been championing an issue of the government creating a diaspora bond. Maybe that will be discussed in details later. This is a bond where, you know, diasporans can actually invest their monies into. You know, we have so many diaspora people in Zambians out there that have a lot of savings that they can use to buy into the government bond. But that will come, we'll discuss it, those details later. And then the issue of the dual citizenship, and I'm sure that was on the ambassador's list, if I got it right. There was an issue of dual citizenship. I would love to advance when we meet with the minister. Thank you, sir.
Madam Chair,
right.
can I say something?
This is
Madaliso.
Madaliso, go ahead.
Yeah, I think in conclusion, we all seem to agree. Now, the saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The first meeting was almost the same as the second one, which is we almost just wasted the 1.5 hours. So I will go with Sadiq's suggestion that a few people, you know, 5, 10, you know, a smaller number of people should give us direction after they sit down and brainstorm and give this group a better direction. Because if we continue this way, very little will be done at the end of the day. So I think that's the best conclusion for after the day.
Yes,
Can I come to say something?
We have come to the end of this meeting. One thing I have not heard a response of, I guess maybe a man has to say it in order for you to hear it. I have not heard if you agree on having a midweek meeting. Neither have I agreed on the names that were proposed. If you'd like to be part of that. So the names that were proposed.
But the names have been proposed, Madam Chair.
Mama Sheikh, I'm speaking. Can you please listen? Yes, I'm speaking. I'm concluding this meeting. I will be calling those people so that we can have a side meeting and prepare ourselves for that. Okay? Yes, you proposed, but also you can propose somebody's name and they don't want to participate. So I was giving them a chance to say yes or no. No one says anything. So I'm moving on to call those people whose names were proposed. Can we add to that? Now, President, we've gone around and round. One thing I want to make sure as we end this meeting, don't just release President. If you have a problem or a solution, offer it. Don't keep on saying somebody else will do it when you can't do it. So please, let's act. If we say we are leaders, let's act like leaders. Let's behave like leaders. So our time on this conference call is over. I'm going to be reaching out to those names that were proposed. We'll prepare ourselves, and we'll get back to what when.
So for the meeting for the minutes purpose, can we have a roll call for people who've been listening to the conference call so that Jabez could have the name, but when he can have them with the minutes.
And give me the full name because I already gave a wrong name last time.
Robert Sichinga in California.
Robert Sichinga. Yeah. Okay.
Madaliso-Kapopo, Massachusetts.
Madaliso-Kapopo. Why did I call you Madaliso Pili?
I don't know.
that's why the minutes were delayed because I wrote Madaliso Pili. So the chair was on me.
William Sikazwe, Illinois.
William Sikazwe. Okay.
Samson Maswau, Florida.
Samson?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do you have a brother at NBC? Do you have a brother at NBC?
We have 2 minutes, guys. We have 2 minutes.
All right, done.
The people say that one's the day, boy.
Okay. Okay, next one. Next one.
Masheke Akashamba to North Carolina.
Masheke Akashamba to
NC.
30 seconds.
North Carolina.
Abruptly.
Okay, next one.
Justin Kabota, Atlanta, Georgia.
Just you.
Hey.
Okay, ATL. Next one.
Violet Chibesa, Dallas.
Who?
Violet. I'm the chairperson for Women's Affairs in Dallas.
Last name? Your last name?
Chibesa. Chibesa.
Chibesa. Okay, next one. Steven Banda. Dallas. Siddiqui Abdullah. Siddiqui Abdullah Gelo Gondwe.
Yes. President.
Atlanta. Where did this name come from? Who else?
Nathan Simpa, New York.
What's your first name? Is it we say, yeah, Cletus, H-Zung, C-L-E-T-U-S?
Yes, yes, please, C-L-E-T-U-S, K-Timpa.
Okay, I wrote your name wrong on the last minute. Forgive me. From where? New York?
Yes, please.
Okay, next one. Who else? So let me just make sure that I've got everyone. I've got Robert Chinga, California, Madali Sopiri.
Henry Sakala too. I think he dropped off. His name is Henry Sakala. He's from New York.
And Zambia.
Henry Sakala.
Yes.
From New York. Okay. Wait a minute. Madali Sokapopo. I keep on writing Piri. So I've got Robert Skazwe, California.
Robert Skazwe.
Robert Chizia. Chinga, Robert. Robert Chinga, California. Madali Sokapopo, Massachusetts. William Skazwe. Illinois. Samson Maswau, Florida. Masheka Kasambatwa, North Carolina. Justin Kabota. Atlanta, Bullet USA. Dallas, Stephen Banda. Dallas, Sidik Gelo, Gondwe, Atlanta. Cletus Ntipa, New York, Matilda Lucas, Montana, Henry Sakala, New York, and me.
The one who called me is Kazwe, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it's a new name I'm giving you. And where am I? Oh, Arizona. Did I capture everybody?
Nathan, did you record Nathan?
Oh, Nathan.
Nathan,
you've been so quiet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Where are you?
I'm here.
At home?
I'm listening. I'm here.
Oh, where? Dallas, okay. So, did I get everyone? That gives me 14.
I guess you do.
Okay.
Left out Masheke, Richard.
Too many Masheke. I thought the only Masheke is Masheke Kashambatwa.
Yes. I'm muted here. Am I muted or not?
No, you are muted, but I can hear your voice.
Oh, okay, I know. If Masheke Kashambatwa, I like calling me Richard. No, we don't want to use those names.
Which is your name? Your name is Masheke Kashambatwa, right?
Yes, Richard is my name too. It's my I'm Richard Masheke Kashambatwa, but I only use the two names.
Oh, the other one is for Facebook. I see. It is okay. So I think we've got everyone. Give me 48 hours, gentlemen. I'll the minutes in about 48 hours.
Meanwhile, tell them to read the other minutes.
Oh. Okay, the recording ended a while back, so here, if you want to just chat, you can chat. Otherwise, it might.
Okay.
What
did you end the meeting?
The meeting ended at 6:25.
Madam Chair,
we began the meeting at 6. Okay, Madam Chair.
7:25. I'm looking at Central Time.
It was a good call, everybody. It was a very good call. I think we would have much more to hear.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, is it okay for me to sign out?
Yeah, you can sign out. The meeting is over.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a good rest of the week, everybody. I think it was a better call from the last time. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But the radio is still on, right?
It's on, but it's not recording.
Okay, we can hang out. We can hang out here.
Once I end the call, you won't be able to hang out. Once I end the call, you won't be able to hang out.
Okay,
so
okay.
Because I'm
I see.
Okay, then I'll hang up.
Are you about to go, right? Are you about to go, Matilda?
I'm about to go. There's a fire in front of my house.
Oh, really? By your neighbor?
Right, directly in front of my house. Just where my car is.
Just go and get one in a bucket. Just go and get one in a bucket. Go and take care of the fire. With the bucket, you just go with the bucket of water or something.
Okay. I'll do it. Thank you.
You can leave it on one.